Let us do remember those who will be missing someone maybe for the first time at their Christmas table and a package that will be left unopened. Let us remember also those who will not receive gifts this year, who find themselves in unfortunate and difficult situations, struggling for the bare necessities. Let us remember them in our times of prayer. Let us remember those who maybe the table place has been empty for several years, but the memory is still there and the loss still strong. Let us remember that Christmas is a time of joy and celebration, for we as Christians believe that Christ is with us here, now, but when this time is over too. So let us pray. Let us begin in silence before our Lord. Christmas Eve, Lord. It finds us gathered here as a community of faith, in a place where we've been, in a place that we know. Familiarity, safety, security, warmth, shelter. Father, as we come before you today, we have so many things to be thankful for. And Father, help us to focus on those things that we should be thankful for. Father, don't let us be drifted into the darkness of dread and doubt and depression, but let us truly look around and see the blessings in our lives, friends and family, loved ones, the basic things that are taken care of. Father, let us truly, truly be thankful, grateful, and let us see and know and share of your grace and love. Father, forgive us our sins. Indeed, it may be that we have said things we shouldn't, done things that we shouldn't, or Father, maybe we've just left it unsaid. We haven't encouraged, we haven't praised, or Father, maybe we've left it undone. We haven't extended a hand of grace, a hug of friendship, a prayer of peace. For whatever it may be, Father, we seek your forgiveness, grace, and mercy. And Father, as we seek forgiveness, give us the strength to forgive others, that we may not hold resentments, angers, animosities, jealousies, all of those things that give the devil a place to work in our minds and in our hearts, to take away joy, to rob us of our peace, and let us not know you fully in those times. So, Father, we realize that some of this, Father, maybe all of it, is beyond our human abilities. And that's where we live by faith, trust in the Holy Spirit, and know in your grace and mercy that all things are possible. Father, we lift the many needs lifted in our hearts, our bulletin, by word this morning. Father, you knew each and every one of those needs, particularly and personally. And Father, we lift them up, maybe in a general way as a congregational prayer, but Father, we lift them in our hearts now before you in a particular way. Father, hear our hearts and the needs thereupon. And Father, we pray for our church and our community, our nation, for other churches as they proclaim Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. Father, we pray for those who are separated by family as they serve our country this year. They place themselves in harm's way and give us protection and freedoms. For those who serve in ways beyond our imagination, silently behind the scenes, to make all things possible that we enjoy and that we know. Father, we pray for them today, that you would know them and bless them in your special ways. And Father, now for those who are in nursing homes, shut-ins in their own homes, for those who may be missing a loved one this holiday season, remembering a loved one this holiday season, longing to see someone once again. Father, we pray for your comfort and your mercy. And now we'd ask that you would hear us as we lift our hearts with our voices together as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.